delicious meal.
The duck was absolutely delicious, wasn't it?
Superb. Yeah. There's nothing I enjoy more than a good bit of duck of an evening, a glass of drink and some decent conversation.
Yes. I think the tragedy, apart from this wine going down my suit, the tragedy of modern life, you know, is that most people have lost the art of conversation.
I mean, ordinary people at work, I don't know what they do. What do they work at these days?
I don't know, sell lampposts.
Sell lampposts or redecorate sheep or whatever it is. They come home from their work, they plop themselves down in front of the television. They must say a blind word.
Yes. I refuse to have a television in the house.
That's right.
I put it at the bottom of the elderberry bush. And Cynthia is glued to it every evening.
Well, it's a woman's medium, isn't it? Would you like a another drop of rye?
I'd love some, yes, thank
you. What do you prefer, red or white?
I don't mind, doesn't really matter, I'm colourblind.
A drop of rosé, that always goes well with everything.
Wonderful.
Rosé goes well with everything, that's what I always say.
Haynes! Haynes!
Would you get us another bottle of rosé? Add the double, make it a triple.
Excuse me, Haynes, would you make that a barrel? Yes, he's tipping backwards on the forward.
Yes, it's not as young as he used to be.
Well, cheers, and it's lovely to see an old friend again. Yeah. Oh, blast, I've missed my mouth again.
You keep missing your mouth.
Yeah.
Look, if it's any help pinpointing your mouth, it's almost directly beneath your nose.
Yes, well, that's the trouble. I can't see it. My nose gets in the way.
I have the same trouble, you know. I must say, you would have thought. Almighty God, is that what it's called?
Almighty God,
who views us all.
Yes.
You'd have thought that Almighty God, in his almighty wisdom, let's grant him that.
Well, why not?
His almighty wisdom would have had the decency and sense to make the nose go inward so you'd know where your bloody mouth was. Extraordinary business, really.
Do you remember this club in the old days?
I'll never forget it, in the 30s, 40s, and the ones.
Yes. I'll let you come to her and mix with literary circles.
Wonderful conversation, yes, all of them. Oh, dear.
You could come to her and you could see Augustus John rubbing shoulders with a Nona Wynne.
Is that still with Godfrey?
I hope so.
Because I didn't get a card on this year. I was a bit upset.
Yes.
Part of all.
Yes. Augustus John was a wonderful character.
Wasn't he a wonderful character, Augustus John? Mm. Beautiful body.
Superb dress.
Wonderful dress. But I remember he used to come into the club and just lie down by that crack under the door.
Yeah.
And within seconds, we'd have a wonderful fug up in the club.
Beg your pardon?
Fug up in the club. Yeah. He'd keep it warm because he'd keep the drafts out.
Yes.
Augustus John.
Yes. I do have one quibble with him there, you know.
Got a bone to pick with him, have you?
Yes, that portrait he did of me, you know.
It wasn't very flashy, was it?
It wasn't. It made me look absolutely blotty. Mr. Newt.
I beg your pardon, I must ask you to withdraw that phrase.
What phrase?
What you just said about being P-I-S-B-L-N-J-E-D as a Newt. But I have studied Newts for all my life. I've worked with them, I live with them. I don't know if you've read my book on the Newt.
My Life with Newts.
My Life with Newts. And at all that time, I've never seen them touch a drop of alcohol. The Newt. The Newt, and don't snigger, the Newt is a very abstemious animal.
Yes.
As far as I'm concerned, every newt is as sober as a judge.
I must ask you to withdraw that remark.
I will.
Every judge I've known has been best as a newt.
I must ask you to withdraw that remark. Imagine having to weigh up in your own hands, in the scaly hands of justice, whether a man be sent to Alcatraz for 500 years solitary confinement, or just have his license endorsed. Is that
a terrible decision? I mean, you can understand why they take the drink.
I can understand it. Mind you, I yield to nuns.
There's no point fighting them.
I yield... Checkmate. I yield to nuns. In my own presence, listen to me. I yield to none in my admiration for a British judicial system.
Would you mind saying that line ever again?
I yield to none in my admiration for the British judicial system. It's the finest we have in this country.
I couldn't agree more.
Good.
Do I have anything to say?
I never know, but there was something. There was something I wanted to ask you.
We're running out of wine a bit. What?
I said we're running out of time. Haynes! Haynes, where the bloody hell's the wine?
Will you stop touching that awful feathered alligator over there? Cancel over the bloody place.
Look, you know, the service has really gone down during the war, hasn't it?
It has. It's dropped off, doesn't it?
I'm so sorry to hear that.
There's one thing I wanted to ask you while Haynes was getting the wine. I hope you won't mind me asking this, because it's rather a personal question.
I've just swallowed a black mamba.
Get the bloody thing out! Mambas all over the... Do you mind me asking a rather a personal question?
Just my wine, please.
You promise you won't be offended, because it is rather a personal question.
You want to ask me a personal question?
Yes, can I ask you? A personal question.
Please do. I won't be offended.
I've wanted to ask you this for many years, but I've held back because I didn't want to offend you.
What are friends for if they can't ask each other personal questions?
What are friends for? And you promise you won't be offended if I ask you?
Absolutely not.
Well, who the bloody hell are you?
That's a tricky one. Look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll sleep on it, and I'll see you here same time tomorrow, and I'll try and come up with something.
That's it, bloody Haynes.